A missionary kidnapping in Haiti has ripple effects. Christians reach out to help India's flood survivors, and inmate parents and kids are the heart of a special ministry partnership. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lawlessness in the streets of Haiti has given way to a rash of kidnappings throughout that troubled nation. Last week's kidnapping of American missionary Philip Snyder with Glow Ministries is just another example of that. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says they have extensive work in Haiti. He says this will affect their work.
It, of course, affects teams going, and we had a small group going for our annual pastors' conference the first week of January. That kind of hinders that, and some of the people were coming from close to that area where he was from.
In the meantime, he's concerned about their Haitian workers.
Working for a foreign organization, they seem to be targeted in some ways because they see money tied to a foreign organization, I guess. They're working in fear.
Next, as violence continues in Haiti, Christians know that the only answer to this is a heart change. According to Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, Christian radio can help. Men for Missions Wayne King says Christian radio station 4VEH isn't only proclaiming the gospel to those that haven't heard, but is discipling believers too.
In a country like Haiti, which is known for its mountains and the terrain, it's difficult for people to get to church, but radio is something they can do, and so 4VEH provides that tool of discipleship.
4VEH is also helping pastors who lack proper training. However, funding is a big issue right now.
With all of the advents of Katrina and the catastrophes that we faced, that there is a tremendous strain on the charitable giving that people are able to do. And we're running a deficit right now, probably in the neighborhood of $45,000 this month.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Heavy monsoon rains coupled with a tropical storm have lashed the southeastern coast of India. World Vision reports that more than 100,000 people are homeless as a result of massive flooding. While relief is ongoing, new assessments are slow in coming because accessibility is a problem. World Vision staff can't reach the hard-hit areas. However, they're still trying to make sure emergency relief will be ready to reach the survivors. As they reach out, they become the living gospel. Meanwhile, Prison Fellowship's Project Angel Tree brings the love of Christ to inmate children. Now, a partnership with Crossroad Bible Institute brings that hope to parents, too. Crossroad's David Scheringa.
The thinking behind it is that perhaps in the Christmas season, when a parent has been helped to reach out to their children, that they will be perhaps more open to the idea of studying God's Word and being discipled through our program.
Scheringa hopes it will help them get inmates who ordinarily wouldn't have gotten involved. The partnership between Crossroad and Project Angel Tree was a natural fit.
It's a marvelous symbol of hope and reconciliation to get a gift from their parents, but what greater gift could the Angel Tree kids have than a parent whose heart has been changed, who has received the gift of faith, and upon release can be the parent that they ought to be rather than the parents who made the choices that got them incarcerated.
And HCJB World Radio recently released the shortest language program that they've ever done. It's a 5-minute program in the Kulina language, the first of its kind, according to HCJB World Radio's partner ministry. Aired from their shortwave station in Ecuador, it's basically a Bible reading program. Since many of the Kulina speakers already tuned to radio station HCJB's Portuguese programs, it was a natural fit to add their native language. The broadcast could reach as many as 4,000 people with the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.